This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many economic lessons of the pandemic is the perhaps by now obvious one that the way we do childcare in this country just isn't working. Most caregivers and teachers don't make a living wage. 90% of all occupations pay more than early childhood education jobs do. They're on par with dog walkers and fast food workers. There was $39 billion to stabilize childcare in the American Rescue Plan, and congressional Democrats do have bigger goals long term. But in the meanwhile, with the labor market the way it is and so many jobs open right now, as we've been telling you, childcare centers are having a heck of a time attracting new teachers. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that one.
At an early childhood education and preschool center in Hemet, California, Lauren Thomas guides a two-year-old with bedhead hair toward the classroom sink after nap time.
We need to wash hands and then you need to go potty.
Thomas was hired here at VIP Tots as a teacher in March.
Step up.
I love it. I love spending time with the toddlers. Love being around them. They just make me happy like every day.
Scrub. Can we count? One, two.
Thomas is the kind of caregiver many parents want for their children. She recently got an associate's degree in early childhood education. She has two kids, and she really loves caring for young children.
Six, seven.
It's hard work, and Thomas says she knows there are better paying jobs out there.
There is, but I rather would be here. I'm here to teach the children and be with them and educate them.
There are two teachers for seven toddlers in Thomas's classroom. Early childhood experts say small class sizes are necessary, and one reason daycare can cost more than $17,000 a year. Caitlin McLean is with the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at the University of California, Berkeley, and says the cost makes sense.
We shouldn't be trying to make this a cheap service.
McLean says the 0 to 5 years are an important time for child development, and you want teachers who are trained and certified. And that's one reason, she says, it's hard to square the fact that early childhood care and education costs parents so much. But
it's actually one of the worst paid jobs that you can have in America.
Hourly wages in other sectors like hospitality and retail are going up.
And that's just really hard to compete with.
Jared Dobbins is the executive director of VIP Tots. He says teachers like Lauren Thomas earn between $15 and $20 an hour. He's had some applicants, but not enough, and some don't take his offers. Most of VIP Tots' funding comes from fixed government subsidies, so there's no wiggle room in his budget to increase wages.
You are kind of hamstrung, and just in terms of the ability to do significant increases to pay.
Staffing and compensation have long been a challenge for child care centers. A recent national survey showed 80% of them are short-staffed. But if the child care system was barely holding together before, it completely fell apart during the pandemic, says Avery Pakulis with the advocacy group First Focus on Children.
It finally showed that our child care system is unworkable as it currently exists and as it's currently funded.
And how crucial child care is to economic recovery.
Parents literally cannot work unless they have safe, healthy, high-quality places to bring their children.
But not all parents have perfect or affordable options, and they still have to work. Federal grants from the American Rescue Plan are designed to help parents and child care centers to raise teacher pay by cleaning supplies or attract new staff.
The purpose of that money is really to stop the bleeding of the last year and a half.
But the grants have been slow to reach some daycare centers. Meanwhile, Jared Dobbins says he's short 13 teachers at VIP Tots right now. He knows that means more work and pressure on the teachers he does have, and that weighs on him.
You know, you see the tiredness that some of your teachers go home with every day.
So if or when his child care center gets a federal grant, he says he'll use it for bonuses to thank the teachers who have stuck with him. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.